When you are in the aftermath of betrayal, you are constantly struggling with an ongoing trauma response that's within your body and your mind. And I know you've heard me say it time and time again, that your understanding of what you believed your life was like has been altered. Your reality has been completely shattered. And what that means for you, well, at this point, you might not even know. So sometimes that leads you to set very high expectations. And I'm talking about expectations for yourself. Sometimes we have a tendency to expect that we are going to move through the healing process very quickly, or some of us just believe that we are going to shove it under the rug and move on with our life and not allow it to touch us whatsoever. Well, on today's broadcast, we're going to talk about setting some realistic expectations for yourself when you've experienced betrayal. Stay tuned. Hey beautiful, welcome to Beauty Beyond Betrayal. Have you discovered your husband's been having an affair? Do you just want the pain to stop and be able to take a deep breath again? Do you find yourself up late at night Googling how to save your marriage, heal from an affair? Do you wake up with the hope that this nightmare would end only to feel crushed and humiliated because your husband acts like the affair was really your fault and now you're left obsessing with where he is and if he's seeing her again? Hey, I'm Lisa. I too was devastated when I discovered my husband was having an affair. I too felt the pain would never end and wished he would just stop the affair and we could restore our marriage. I wanted the weight of the trauma to be lifted so I could breathe again and be able to have someone, anyone, help me climb out of the dark, miry pit of despair so I could begin to heal and be confident in me again. But I kept telling myself, he won't stop seeing her. Must have been my fault. And this pain, it'll never go away. Until I found hope and healing in Christ, along with simple techniques that helped me to learn how to recover from the betrayal. In this podcast, you'll discover what betrayal trauma really is, learn simple techniques to heal and recover, and get biblical guidance to help you make the right choices as you heal from the affair so you can be free from the heartbreak and the pain and rise in confidence once again to be the woman God created you to be. So beautiful, grab your favorite latte or a glass of wine, snuggle up on the couch and focus on yourself for a few minutes. Let's dive into what it really means to rise up from the ashes of betrayal and loss into a life that you really desire. Hey beautiful, I want to speak to you, the one who has just found out that your husband has been betrayed. Now, he could have betrayed you through a pornography addiction, it could have been through an emotional affair, or it could have been through a sexual affair. Regardless of what he chose, he has betrayed you, and your life has imploded from the inside out. You are devastated beyond words, and you don't know which way to turn right now. You don't know who to speak to, who are your safe people. You feel unsafe. There's no security left in your life. You don't know if you are going to be able to heal and move forward. Well, beautiful, I understand where you are. I was there a number of years ago, exactly where you are right now. I get you, I understand you, and I have you. I want you to know that I have a number of slots available right now for my private coaching, my VIP coaching, where I take you by the hand and guide you through a roadmap to recovery, God's way. His way is the best way of healing. And we look at the mind, body, and the spirit, because that's the way Jesus healed us, the entire person. So we look at everything. We look at rewiring your mind so that you can get rid of the triggers, the ruminating thoughts, the nightmares, the flashbacks. And then we address the body. You have pent up trauma that you don't know how to release, and it feels miserable. Well, we got you on that one too, beautiful. And let's also talk about how this has affected you spiritually. You may really be struggling with your faith right now. I don't want you to stay there, and neither does your Heavenly Father. So we are going to reconnect you back to God and show you the roadmap that God has for your healing journey so that you can move through step by step with a proven roadmap that many women and couples have gone through, and now they are on the other side in recovery and they are loving their lives again. So I have a few slots available down in the show notes where it says consult. Go down below, click it now, find out the information, get your free consult with me, and let's see if this is the journey that you need to be on. And I can't wait to meet you. All right, let's get into the show, shall we? So we're going to talk about realistic expectations today that you set for yourself after you've been betrayed. Now, I know for many of us in the beginning, we just want to heal quickly. We want to get over this. We want to put it past us. And I get it. I remember feeling the same way. But reality is this, you're not just going to get over it. You're not going to be able to sweep it under the rug, hoping that years down the road, oh, it'll never resurface again. Well, beautiful, guess what? You're going to trip over that rug many, many times if you don't sweep out from underneath it and deal with the junk that's there. So this means that you're going to have to face it head on. So you're not going to be able to function the way you did before you learned about the betrayal, before Discovery Day. Your energy is going to be very, very different. And for those of you who are just finding out or you're stuck many years later, well, your energy is probably severely low right now. You may have multiple symptoms within your body. Maybe it's an autoimmune disease that you've been recently diagnosed with, fibromyalgia, unexplained pain, illnesses, headaches. Maybe it's gut issues. Maybe your eyes twitch uncontrollably and you're like, what in the world is wrong with me? Or your muscles twitch for no apparent reason. You have insomnia and the symptoms are just exacerbated every single day. Your mind is probably very scattered and you're suffering from brain fog. Your ability to concentrate is very small. Your focus, well, that's by the wayside. And tracking information, that's impaired as well. So this can be extremely disorienting for you. And you've lost the relationship that you thought was the most beautiful thing in your life. You had a spouse that now you're looking at differently. You don't recognize the person in front of you, who you were and the parts of yourself that you depended upon. Well, it's like they're MIA. And instead of being competent, organized like you used to be, maybe very dependable like you used to be, well, suddenly you're forgetful, you're confused all the time, uncertain about things, you're forgetting everything, and you're extremely disorganized. We can probably take a bird's eye view at the look of your home, and we can tell by what's going on in the natural exactly what's going on within you personally. But what I want you to understand is this. When you're experiencing these types of trauma symptoms, hear me loud and clear. They are only temporary if you choose to move through the healing process. Let me say that again. They are only temporary if you choose to move through the healing process. Now, while they may last for a number of weeks, maybe they'll last for a number of months, eventually they'll subside and you can and will return to your usual self. Now, notice I didn't say normal self because we do change when we've been through betrayal, but you have a choice to make. You can be bitter through this process or you can come out on the other side so much better. Now, your disorientation is not a permanent state either, beautiful. It's important to remind yourself of that. Otherwise, you're going to really start worrying and you're going to start to think something is really wrong with yourself, but it's not. Please get it. Nothing is wrong with you and you are not crazy. So what can you do to set healthy expectations for yourself when you are struggling with the effects of trauma due to betrayal? Well, beautiful, one of the biggest, most kindest things that you can give yourself during this time period is patience. patience, and realistic expectations. Now, you're not going to be able to do everything that you used to do before you found out about the betrayal. I know, it's like you were Superwoman. You were everything to everybody. You were running the kids around to soccer games, football games, baseball games, maybe dance recitals. You were homeroom mom. I mean, the hubby, what you were there doing everything for him. You were there for your girlfriends, for your parents, for your siblings, like church family. You were Superwoman, and I know because all of us are the same. Women are just created in such a way that we can multitask and do so many things and be so many things. But when we have gone through betrayal, well, a lot of that just has to halt for a little while, and that's okay. So while you're not able to do the same things that you used to for the time being, it doesn't mean that you can't start back later on. Now, you're not going to be able to do them to the extent as before, like I said, and you're not going to be able to tolerate the same levels of normal daily stress. And I'm talking about things like juggling your job, the kids, the house, the husband, friends, neighbors, coworkers, church family, like juggling all of those plates. Well, some of them are going to come crashing down because you are under a lot of stress right now. And the added stress from all of these things and trying to juggle them all, well, it's going to leave you in a mess for sure. Now, you're going to expend enormous amounts of energy and emotional resources trying to process the betrayal, healing, so to speak, right? And that's going to inevitably affect you in a lot of different ways. So you're not going to have the focus you used to or a lot of energy that's left over for a while. Life needs to change from what it used to be so that you can allow yourself a space that you need and the time that you need to heal from the effects of the trauma. So what does this look like? Well, I'm going to tell you a few things that you can implement that are realistic that can actually aid you in your healing process so that you no longer have unrealistic expectations, but now let's settle for some realistic ones so that you can heal and you can have patience with yourself, bring a calm to your nervous system, and actually move through the process at a very careful rate so that you can actually recover. So the first thing is this. You're going to need to learn this following word. And this word is a complete sentence, beautiful. And it's two letters, N-O. And I mean a capital N-O, quote unquote. No! What does that look like? Well, that means that you start saying things like, no, I can't take on an extra day of driving the carpool this week. No, I can't be homeroom mom this quarter. No, I can't make or bring the cookies to the classroom event that's coming up next week. No, I'm sorry, I can't take on any extra projects at work right now. No, parents, please understand, I can't have you come and visit this weekend. Just way too much going on. No, in-laws, I can't come over for dinner right now. I just need a little space. No, I can't read you one extra bedtime story tonight. I love you, but mommy just can't right now. No, I cannot make love to you tonight. I cannot have sex with you right now. I need the space. I don't feel safe and secure. No, I can't cook dinner every night this week. We are going to have some takeout. And no, I can't run that errand for you. No, I can't take on an extra project at church. And the list goes on and on. Beautiful, I know that that may seem really hard because you're used to saying yes to so many things. But I want to give you permission today. You have permission to give yourself permission to say no, and it's absolutely okay. Now, with that said, you're going to have to keep functioning day in and day out. You're not going to be able to crawl into your bed, cover up your head like the ostrich, and stay there for a few months, hoping that it will all pass you by. That's not going to happen. I know that you wish you could do that because that's what I wanted to do, but it doesn't work that way. You are not likely to be the exception, I'm sorry to say, but beautiful, we all have to journey through a healing process when we've been traumatized by betrayal. We each are grown human beings. We all have responsibilities and we have obligations, and we certainly can't ignore those. And wouldn't you agree, adulting can be extremely hard work, especially after trauma. So if we're not going to be able to climb in bed for the next month like the ostrich, how in the world are we going to find balance? A balance is found in accepting that your life right now, beautiful, is just going to need to change for a little while. Anything extra that can be taken off your plate, well, take it off the plate. It's okay. You need to think about what is absolutely essential for you to do right now. And the things that are extra, just say no to. Remember, give yourself permission to speak that two-letter word, that complete sentence, N-O, no. This is going to help you while you are trying to regulate yourself, trying to get your energy level back, and while you're trying to adjust your expectations accordingly. So this also might mean that your family right now is going to have a little bit more takeout than they normally do. Or you might have a lot of sandwich nights, chicken nugget nights, whatever that looks like for you. But it's absolutely okay. Children are resilient. Just feed them a balanced meal. And if it's not a full course meal like you're used to cooking, well, it's okay. Nobody's going to die from eating takeout for the next few weeks. And rather than putting extra pressure on yourself to do what you used to do, well, give yourself kindness. Extend grace to yourself. Be patient with yourself right now and tell everyone else you need them to be patient with you as well while you work through this crisis. So being kind to yourself in this way might also mean that invitations from family members, friends, to do things and to go places, to maybe come over for dinner, all of those things, you might not have the emotional capability to do those things right now. And again, like I said, you might need to have that talk with your boss and to tell them, look, right now I'm going through some things personally. I want to be able to do my job and do it well. And adding more things right now, I just can't take on an extra project. I would really appreciate it if you could understand. Being honest and open with your employer is key. This will help you. And in order to move forward through your healing process and work through the crisis of the trauma, you're going to need those who are going to support you along the way. So let me just also address, if you're feeling more tired right now, more forgetful, and you need to take more breaks or you need to take a nap, get more rest, that's okay. Let others know that this is what you need right now. Again, one of the biggest things that you can do for yourself after you have recognized that you've been betrayed is to set realistic expectations. So here are a few more things that you can implement for yourself by giving yourself patience and grace and to really tend to your nervous system, your immune system, your overall well-being, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, while you're healing and setting some healthy realistic expectations. Okay, make sure that you're getting enough sleep, 7 to 8 hours a night. And if you're struggling with this, beautiful, then by all means, take a nap when you can or sleep in on the weekends. Make sure you tell people you need this. If that means you go to bed early, go to bed early. I know for me during that time, I started going to bed sometimes at 8:30 at night just because I needed the extra sleep, and I would take a couple naps on the weekend or sleep in. And I made sure that I did it because my body needed the extra rest. Also, avoiding stimulants right now. The extra caffeine, maybe you don't need that. You might feel like you do. I get it. You feel like you can't wake up because you're so fatigued. But the added caffeine, that extra third, fourth cup of coffee, can actually be more harmful to you than beneficial to you. There are other things that you can do to boost your immunity and to help you through the day. One of those is staying hydrated, so make sure you're drinking no less than glasses of water a day. Water is essential. Now, I know for me, I added in some extra essential vitamins and things like that during this period of time, and I did extra electrolytes so that my body could stay hydrated. There are some great ones that are out there. Find the one that works for you and make sure you're using those accordingly. Also, make sure you're eating healthy meals. If you can't eat 3 meals a day or whatever you used to eat, graze. That's what I call it, grazing. You know, take a handful of blueberries and then a couple hours later, maybe a yogurt, or a few hours later, maybe eat 2 ounces of chicken or, you know, a little small salad. Eat when you can and graze throughout the day. Just make sure that you are giving your body the nutrients that it needs. Then you want to make sure that you've got movement. Move, beautiful. Get outside. Walk for 10 minutes a day. Make sure you're having some healthy exercise if you ride a bike or go to the gym or something. But if you can't do any of those, at least we're going into springtime. Make sure that you're getting outside. That healthy vitamin D from the sun is essential. Stay out there for about 10 minutes. Put your feet in the grass. Ground yourself. That is huge, right? Really, really paying attention to where you are presently and just thanking God for the creation that He's given to you. Also, write down your blessings every single day. Start with 3. You can find 3. If you're not, I'm going to give you 3 right now, and you can write them down every morning. If God wakes you up in the morning, you're blessed. Thank Him for waking you up. Thank Him for bringing breath back into your lungs. Thank Him that He has chosen you to be His. Thank Him that He has given you life for another day. Thank Him for food. Thank Him for water. The list goes on. You can find something, even if it's thanking Him for that cup of coffee. Write down your blessings. Okay, pray when you get up and pray when you go to sleep. Make sure you're connecting with God daily. If that is only, God help me, Lord Jesus, Lord Yeshua, His Hebrew name, please help me. Cry out to Him. If that's all you can do right now, beautiful, that's okay. Just cry out to Him. Unplug your mind. That's another one. Take a break from social media. Take a break from your phone. Unplug. You know, God created a day of rest for a purpose. Unplug for 24 hours. I make sure that I take a Sabbath every week. That's a very important part for me. God instituted it, so I know that it's crucial for my well-being. So I make sure to keep that day holy, and I take it accordingly. And the last one I want to say is this. Ask for support. Beautiful. It's okay to ask for support. It's okay to look for your safe people and tell them you just need their love and support right now. Reach out to a trauma-informed coach or therapist. And if you don't have one, by all means, go below in the show notes, click on that consult, and let's have a chat. And pull your support so that you can continue to move forward in your healing journey. These are realistic expectations for yourself. When you set unrealistic ones, trying to maintain the life prior to the betrayal, sometimes we crash and burn. And beautiful, that can make you even more frustrated in the process. So, one of the biggest kindnesses that you can give to yourself after betrayal is to set realistic expectations and to extend enormous amounts of patience and grace to yourself. While it might seem counterintuitive, doing this will actually help you to heal faster. And as you will have the emotional space to do it, you'll have the time that you need to do it, this will help change your life and it will help bring you into the recovery that you so desire. So beautiful, I hope that helped you today, and I hope you implement these in your life so that you can move forward and gain the healing that you so desire. Be blessed, and we'll see you again soon. Thanks for stopping by today and spending a little while with me. I hope you enjoyed today's show and found hope, healing, and encouragement. Please remember to subscribe to my podcast and leave a review. You can even screenshot this episode and share it on IG or Facebook stories. This is how we get the message of hope and healing out to all women who are in the midst of betrayal and loss. If you're ready to move out of the devastation of betrayal and take the next step in your healing, make sure to reach out to me and schedule your breakthrough coaching call today. Until next time, love God, live your life passionately, and always choose joy in the midst of any circumstance that you may face. Cheers to you, beautiful.